Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Chapter that has one hadith, one short hadith. Babu istihbabi sawmi sittati ayyamin min Shawwal. The chapter on the preferability, the desirability of fasting 6 days in the month of Shawwal. We know the month of Shawwal is the month that follows the month of Ramadan. Our deen is a deen of love. That a person doesn't only do things for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, but he does it out of genuine love. That he shows Allah, he demonstrates, and he expresses his love for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The father tells the child that get me a glass of water. So the child gets the glass of water. There's two ways he can do it. One is he can show that he's grumpy, he's upset. He'll go and he'll bring that water and he'll just bang it on the table. Why are you disturbing me all the time? You're asking me to do so many things. There's one way of the child expressing himself in bringing that water. Or another way the child can do it is he respectfully goes, he takes that glass, he puts it on a saucer, he brings it respectfully close to the father. He'll ask the father, is there anything else I can do for you? Is there anything else do you need? Please just let me know. And he shows a lot of love and he shows a lot of respect. He'll ask the father, can I press your feet? Can I press your head? Are you feeling okay? So there's both instances, the son did the same thing, the child did the same thing, brought the water for the father, but one was done with the expression of love, expression of muhabbat, and the other was done it with the expression of irritation, that such a burden you are, you're asking me to do so much for you. So Islam, when we are told to do things, we are told to do it with love, that genuine love, that our Allah Ta'ala has asked us to do something. So like that fast in the month of Ramadan is what Allah Ta'ala asked us to do. This is what you need to do. You need to fast in the month of Ramadan. And now, out of an expression of love to show Allah, that we didn't find it as a burden, like the child that comes with that water, ask the father, anything else I can do for you? I would like to do something else. Would you like some food? Would you like to eat something? This is over and above what the father asked him to do. So therefore, we are also taught this expression of love, that after fasting the whole month in the month of Ramadan, we are asked now to fast 6 days in the month of Shawwal, to show that expression of extra love, that we didn't find this month of Ramadan a burden from our side. Oh Allah, we didn't find it difficult. It was your command and we happily accepted. And now we're giving even more. We're giving an extra also. So this is one of the hikmats, one of the wisdoms of fasting in Shawwal, is to show that extra love to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So today's hadith, an Abi Ayyub radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam qal, من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who fasts for the month of Ramadan and then follows it with 6 fasts in Shawwal, it is as if he had fasted for the entire year. One who fasts for the month of Ramadan and then follows it with 6 fasts in Shawwal, it is as if he had fasted for the entire year. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif and Ibn Majah. One thing we realize is that Allah Ta'ala is also willing to give so much. Person fasted in the month of Ramadan, 30 fasts. Then he followed up by another 6. So now that gives us 36. From the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is giving the reward of a whole year. Take 36, ulama explain. They take 36, and this is the beauty that Allah Ta'ala gives. Minimum 10 for every good deed that you do. That you did 36, minimum was 10 times Allah Ta'ala rewarded it. It became 360. Allah is giving you the reward of the whole year. One other wisdom of fasting, 36 fast, 30 plus 6, is you get rewarded like fasting the whole year. So when we got such special offers coming, when you get buy one, get one free, how people go and they rush to get that special, that offer. But like this, we're getting 6 extra, and you're getting the reward of fasting for the whole year. So why should we lose out? A Muslim is one that is looking for these bargains, the bargains that he'll get forever and forever in Akhirat. When his eyes close, then he sees he's not a millionaire, but he's a multi-millionaire. What he did, he invested his time, his efforts, his energies in getting good deeds. Wherever he heard of a special, he grabbed that special and he took it. He didn't waste it. So the day his eyes close, Allah Ta'ala will show him, these are all the specials that you took. All that offers that I had, you took all these offers, there's it, it's waiting for you. You were not foolish in grabbing only the dunya, you went for akhirat and you invested in this. So therefore you are seeing the rewards of this. So ulama mentioned few other benefits. One is, I just mentioned now, 36 is multiplied by 10. So you'll get, the person will get the reward of fasting for the entire year. The other is, ulama explained, is that the fasting of Sha'ban, Sha'ban is the month before Ramadan, and the fasting of Shawwal are similar to the Sunnah Salahs before and after the Faraz Salah, in making up for any deficiencies in the latter. For example, a person is performing Zuhur Salat, he's got Sunnat before Zuhur, he's got Sunnat after Zuhur. The Sunnats before and after help up to make, if there's any shortage in that Faraz Namaz. We did this before, it acts like a polyfiller. Any shortages, any mistakes, any errors, it helps. So therefore the month of Ramadan was Faraz, the fast before that we are keeping, and the fast after helps to fill up any patches, any mistakes, any shortcomings that we have made, we may have made in the fast of the month of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala is giving us that polyfiller, that ability to shine it up and clean up whatever mistakes, whatever shortcomings were there in the month of Ramadan. The third is, one who fasts in Shawwal shows to Allah Ta'ala, he demonstrates this love to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, this was not a burden to me, but this was something that had terminated because it was your command to terminate. But what I can voluntarily do, I'm also doing. So therefore a person keeps 6 extra fast. Remember, the 6 fast can't start the day after Ramadan, because a person has to fulfill that Eid also. Eid is also a command from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So only after Eid al-Fitr, now a person can fast. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.